Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 1962, Leroy Johnson became the first African-American to serve in the Georgia legislature since 1907. This week, he was among the many who turned out in Atlanta Sunday to vote. Yet another historic occurrence, though bittersweet.
Unfortunately, we're still trying to do today what we tried to do when I was elected to the office in 1962.
When he was elected, Johnson says the fight was for voter rights, and that fight continues today. He served in the Georgia State Senate from 1963 to 1975. I'm VU103's Maria Boynton for 1380 WAOK. Leroy Johnson, the first African-American elected to public office in the Southeast in 1962, says, unfortunately, we're still trying to do today what they tried to do when he was elected to the office.
In 62, when I was elected to the Senate, the first black to be elected to the Senate of Georgia, we were fighting for voter right. We're still doing that now. That's unfortunate.
Johnson saying the country is too good and too great to be fighting for Sunday voting. Maria Boynton, V103 News. In 1962, when he became the first black elected to the state Senate, the fight was for voter rights. Leroy Johnson says that fight continues now, which he calls unfortunate, having to fight to be able to vote on Sunday.
This country is too good and too great for us to be fighting for a Sunday election.
When he took his seat in the Georgia legislature in 1963, Johnson was the first African-American to serve there since 1907. Maria Boynton, V103 News.